We've been talking about how God has planned more for our lives this year. And so we must remember that God has designed us for more than these struggles that we go through. God has designed us for more. We think of Jeremiah where he says, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart." God has a wonderful plan for our life, but our desires lead us to abandon God's plan and pursue sin. James 1, 14 and 15 says, "But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. And then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, it brings forth death." But even though we are dead in our trespasses and sin, God still desires for us to repent, to be redeemed, and to pursue freedom. Jesus said these things, actually John said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me," John's quoting Jesus. "These things I have spoken to you in me, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Jesus is saying that he still wants to give us the plan. He still wants us to have joy in this life, to have that freedom, to have that joy, that peace. He said, even though in this world you will have tribulation, you can still be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. And I wish we had more time to cover them, but God gave us four institutions throughout time in order to keep us from being in bondage to sin. One is the conscience. One is the family. Another is the church. And another is the government. Our conscience tells us what is right and wrong, and we are to do what is right. And when we don't obey our conscience, we fall into sin. Our families are there to train us up in the way that we should go, to teach us how God would want us to live our lives, to know how to have that peace in our life, the freedom, love. But sometimes families are broken, and sometimes they don't follow God's plan. And we have the church, whom God has sent in this world to preach the message of reconciliation, of how people who are broken can be made whole again. But sometimes our churches aren't really doing a good job of that either. God has given us government as his minister of justice to proclaim and to punish what is right and to punish those who do wrong. But sometimes the government approves the very thing that is wrong. So what do we do when multiple institutions that God has given us to keep us from sin have failed to fulfill God's purpose? What do we do? I wish we had a lot more time, but we are coming close to the end of our service here. But I want to give us just a few things to take with us to help us understand how to answer that question. What do we do? The first one is we must say no to sin. We must say no to sin. 1 John 3:9 says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. And therefore the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has yet to been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. And whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. And for this very purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. Whatever the solution to our problems, we know this: it is not to continue in sin. If we are going to be God's children, we must repent of our sins and turn away from them. We are also to reconcile the lost. 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 21 says, "Now all things are of God, who has reconciled to us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us." That's me and you. That's the community of believers across this nation, across the world. He has given to us the word of reconciliation. "And now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." We have been given a ministry. Not a ministry of shouting down people and telling them how horrible they are. Not a ministry of dismissing people's sins and saying, "Oh, it really doesn't matter." A ministry of reconciliation, where we go into a broken world, in broken situations, and we preach the gospel, and we say, "There is hope. You can change. God can help you. God can come into this situation and redeem it and make it better." But we have work to do. We have to play a part in that. We have to repent. That's the job that we have been given by Jesus Christ himself, by God. He has designed it for us to be ambassadors. And so we must go into the world and plead for people to be reconciled to God. The third thing is that we are to overcome evil with good. Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verse 17, says, "Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.' Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink, for in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." That is a hard saying. It is a hard saying. It is so easy to be overcome by evil. It is so easy to give in to its seductive power, to desire vengeance, to want to get back and to tear down those who have torn us down. But in this situation, where a little life has been given, It is not right to repay evil with evil. Women are not freed by killing their children. Men are not free by shirking their responsibilities to raise up their children in a godly way. The only thing you do when you break a child is you break the parents. And so we as a church, we as God's ambassadors for truth and righteousness, we must stand for what is right. We must hold government accountable to be God's ministers of true justice. And at the same time, as Christians, instead of condemning those who have done wrong to hell, let us instead love them as Jesus did and implore them to be reconciled to God and sin no more. Let us pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, you have called us to a very high calling. The Christian life is not a life of ease. It is not a life where we get to just wish things into existence. It is a life where we are called to sacrifice ourselves for others, to put others as more important than ourselves. Lord, to go out and speak in this broken world about this crazy solution where if we give up everything and we repent of our sins and we follow you, that you will return everything to us and more. Lord, we are called to go out into a broken world and show how people can be redeemed, how their life can change, how they can grow, how they can learn to love as you have called them to love, as you have meant from the beginning that we would love each other. But Lord, it is hard. It is so hard to know how to put the pieces back together when Satan has been so good at tearing them apart. And we have been complicit by giving into our desires and doing what we know is wrong. So Lord, I pray that we would not be vengeful people, that we would not be weak people either, that we would stand strong for the truth, but we would stand strong in loving those who need our help. Let us be ambassadors for you. Let us follow you. In Jesus' name we pray.